I don't want you to say anything that's going to get back to him, but
oh, no.
I heard he's dressing like a gigantic faggot. Is that true?
Oh, no, listen, man. Here's the only thing is he's real sensitive about that because in the newspaper in Atlanta, the reviewer at the end said, David Lee Roth gives drag queens a bad name.
Oh.
So I'm going, I'm reading this, and we're, my band, we're having a big chuckle. So when they walked into the show the next night, when they walked in through the backstage, we had just come off stage. It was my turn to open, and we'd just come off stage, and he comes walking in all dressed up in his outfit, you know. And my drummer goes, brothers and sisters. And Dave jumps up and goes, you calling me a faggot? It was great. I mean, I'm not putting him down. I'm telling you exactly what happened.
All right.
He went, and I said, Dave, you're getting sensitive, buddy. Hold on here. Don't let that review get to you, pal. And then he starts yelling. We got into it. And then the next day, I was saying bad things about it. But last night, none of that happened.
Okay, so that's where everybody, I mean, I was sitting there, and somebody had tickets for the show, and I said, well, I'm not even sure whether, you know, this is still going on because of all that and all that controversy that came up.
I know. It got ugly. No, people were pushing each other around. Dave's bodyguard got in a fight with his other bodyguard.
Oh, my God.
But what happened is outside my dressing, we just shut the door and started eating our dinner, and these guys were out there fighting amongst themselves just because my drummer said, brothers and sisters, welcome. I'm telling you, man.
It is funny. It really is funny.
What about
it's
you?
Really rock and roll. But the bottom line is I'm not doing pure Van Halen, so anybody that's out there just going, well, let's compare the days of Van Halen to the Sammy era of Van Halen, it ain't just about that. You know what it's about to me? If it's a real contest, it's about who you are today, Dave. Bring your ass out on stage the way you are and present yourself, what you are, sing your, you know, how do you sing today? How do you perform? You know, how do those songs hold up? And then I walk out and do my version of the same thing. And it's like I'm walking out doing, you know, my later stuff, and I'm doing plenty of Van Halen stuff. But, I mean, you know, to me it ain't just about Van Halen. That's just some old, man, that's 18 years ago for this guy.
You still doing I Can't Drive 55?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Probably the highlight of the show, except for Mas Tequila.
All right.
Where we, you know, throw the real party and bring the waitresses out, and they show their, you know, their bodies off real nice.
What was it?
You know, our waitresses are worth the price of admission themselves, you guys realize.
What was the problem there at the end with Eddie and Alex and those guys? Because I know you had a great solo career, but you were the perfect voice with the melodies and the background and everything with them.
No question.
What happened to F that situation up?
You know, I swear, I don't really know exactly what happened. I just know that things went wrong. We had a manager that managed my whole career, and then when I joined Van Halen, he managed Van Halen for 8 years, and he died of cancer. And when he died, it's like the band kind of died with him. It was, you know, we did one more record. We did the Balance record, and during that record, everything was going wrong. We had no leadership. It's like, you know, everybody was trying to, I want it black, oh, I want it white. Well, if you want it black, then I want it yellow. Well, I want mine green. And it was just, we couldn't make a decision, and then they got Alex's brother-in-law in there to manage the band, and he took the band right down.
Would you ever, I mean, I know anybody that loves that era of Van Halen, would you ever, under any circumstances, consider getting back together with those guys and making a new record?
If we could be friends first, absolutely.
Right.
For business only, hell no.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like, I'm my own man, you know, it's like I'm just kind of that way, and I'll admit, sometimes I'm hard to get along with, because if you don't even try to tell me what to do. You know, if I can just do what I do around you and not offend you, that's the way Van Halen was when I first joined. I just went in there and did my thing, and everybody did the thing, and nobody, you know, tried to tell anybody what to do. But the second you try to tell me what to do, there's problems. So I'm not sure that we'd have to be friends first where, you know, these guys are going, Sammy, we like you as a buddy. We want to hang. Let's
right.
go do some shots. Let's go do a doobie, you know, and then and be like that. And then I know, look, Eddie's a great guitar player. I'm a great singer. Alex's a great drummer. Mike's an incredible bass player. We know we can play great music. It's like, but can we get along? Because I'm not about to go out there and do what I'm doing with Dave. If Dave wasn't across the hall from me every night, I couldn't do it. If we had to share a dressing room, this tour would not be going on.
How much
black eyes, pal? Because, you know, you just don't want to be around people you don't like. I'm having too damn much fun.
How much did you laugh when they tried to replace you with that fat guy from Gary?
I'm still laughing. What do you mean? I mean, I'll tell you what happened. I was in Maui. I just moved over there, and I'd been there for about 4 months.
Do you have a bar over there?
No, I don't know. I don't have a bar. I just have a house. So I was over there, and I was sitting there with my wife, and she just had a baby, you know. And I, and you know, we just had our first baby girl.
Yeah,
together, and I'm going, you know, I got, somebody sent me the CD, right? Way before it came out, they, you know, a friend sent me the CD. And I'm going, I set it down on the counter, and I didn't want to listen to it. I was afraid. I'm going, oh, man, what if this is great? Oh, I'm over here, and I'm, you know, I'm high, and I'm going, man, I don't want to, just don't blow my bubble up here. I'm living, got my feet up, you know, in cocktail. And finally one night, I said, let's put this sucker on. We put it on, and after about the third song, I fell off the chair laughing. I was rolling all over the place. I called everybody I knew. I said, it's all good. Don't worry about this one, okay? And I was right like a mother. Nothing wrong with Gary. He just was the wrong guy.
Right,
know?
Yeah, just it wasn't right. Listen, Sammy and David Lee Roth here in D.C. Friday night, Nissan Pavilion, up 94 WYSP in Philly. They'll be at the Tweeter Center on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We have tickets for both shows if you call in now. Sammy, obviously,
yeah.
I don't think you'll have a problem with our sex quiz, right?
Hell no.
Okay, here we go. Let's bring it on. Sammy Hagar. We might find someone to rival the anal queen that was on Friday.
Yeah, we had
Friday.
Porn star Chloe on Friday's show who did very, very well. Let's see how major rock star Sammy Hagar stands up against major anal queen Chloe.
Sammy Hagar, 13 questions. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Absolutely.
Have you ever had sex with women while they're menstruating?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No, sir, I have not.
Right, good for you.
Actually, the other night was pretty close, but no.
David Lee Roth.
Think about his outfit.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever gotten your jerk on in front of others?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, yeah.
You ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
You ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
Do you have sex in the no-no?
Not in mine, but in hers.
That's a yes.
Okay. That's a good qualifier. Sammy, have you gotten your jerk on today?
Not yet.
Have you ever had?
Oh.
Have you ever had sex?
Hey, honey.
You ever had sex in a car?
Oh, I started there, man.
Have you ever had a one night stand or sex with a stranger?
Right.
And finally, to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
Oh, jeez. Honestly, I'm not exaggerating. Well, probably 1,000.
1,000.
Yeah. 1,000. Buzz, tally him up. How did Mr. Hagar do?
What'd Sammy do?
Trailing the anal queen by only 1 point, Sammy Hagar with 10 yes answers out of 12 possible and 1,000 partners.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Sammy Hagar.
Let me try it again. Just give me that one question over again. I'm biting my nails right. The homosexual experience. No.
No. Okay, gotcha. No.
Fantastic.
Sammy, you are the greatest. And you, I mean, this gets said a lot, but it's true. You do rock.
Hey, Sammy, where are your? You have one bar, two bars. How many?
I got
do you?
One bar in Cabo San Lucas, and it's the most awesome party nightclub on the planet. Mm. And we're playing there in October. I play there for my birthday every year, October 13th. We play from the 2nd, my band, through the 14th. And Smash Mouth's going to be there, and Neil Schon and Michael Anthony's coming down. Ted Nugent's coming down. I throw this big birthday bash. It's awesome, but it's pretty tough to if you come all the way down there. You know, I hate to hype it too much because unless you camp out at the place every night, you don't get in because it only holds 650 people. But the truth is, it's the party capital of the world. Anybody that makes it in there, they get the gold stamp, man. It's like, it's awesome. It's my favorite place in the world to play. But I invited Dave because his birthday is October 10th. I invited him down. I said, Dave, I'll play on for you for your birthday if you play for me for mine. But he's so far he's declining.
It'll be very interesting Friday night.
All the redheads out there, I want to tell you. So he's not going to be there, so it's okay. You can come.
Okay. Now, when do you finish the tour? When is the tour officially over?
The tour is over September 2nd in somewhere.
You think you'll make it?
Oh, yeah, we're going to make it.
All right, very good.
Unless we go blows. The only thing I won't tolerate is physical violence. If we get into a brawl, which I'm always good for, I'm as hot-headed as anybody else.
Right.
But if we go there, I'm not sure we can continue on because, you know, it's got, whoever gets the lucky punch in, you know, might get the advantage. And if he had tagged me first and I went down or
you'd
something,
never be able to live that down, would you?
Oh, no, I couldn't. I couldn't live it myself. So I'd be laying for him every night. And it would be no longer about the show. And I'd rather it be about the show because it's an awesome rock and roll concert. And all the fans, man, there's no rivalry out there. The fans are just getting down. We sell Cabo Wabo tequila at all the venues that allow it. It's awesome. And look, I'm telling you, Don and Mike, I invite both you guys to any one of these shows you want. You come up. I got on stage. I got 50 people sitting on stage in bleachers with me, and I got four. Let me throw this party, and I want you guys to come
right,
and have some
you,
of
you
it.
Can't,
I want you to have some of it.
You can't drop the S-bomb. But Sammy, now let's find out how serious you are. Friday night, we are going to be in Philly. We're doing a show of our own Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night, do you have plans Saturday night?
Yeah, Tweeter, Camden, right here
Mike?
In Philly.
No, I don't think I do.
I don't either. How freaking serious are you about letting
serious.
Us up on stage
right
with
now,
you?
I'm telling you right now, dead serious. Now, hold it. So people wouldn't know. Let me give you.
All right, the man, fast.
All right, we'll see you Saturday night.
Or whatever you want. A couple guys in the car. What do you guys want?
We want
a couple guys in the car, a couple girls. What do you want?
Oh, no, no, we're not into guys, but, you know, a couple of girls in the car.
hold on, Sammy.
We'll have a good time. We'll be in Philly on Saturday night. We'll have a great time.
We'll go see Dave, too. We'll go busting his shirt.
Oh, but I love that.
We'll watch your back with Dave. Don't worry.
Oh,
about.
Man, but you guys are going to have to sleep with the light on after you. Oh, easy now.
Hold on, Sammy. We'll see how serious he is about that. Goddamn, I spend an extra night in Philly on Saturday night.
You see Sammy Hagar, I mean, it's fantastic.
Go up on stage with him?
Absolutely.
Drink with him?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about it? You and me, is that a date?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Let us do it.
Let us do it.
Let us do it. Let it be done. With Sammy, even though we're fat guys, wearing Hawaiian shirts is not taboo at all. Had to go out and get some new ones.
Matching one.
We sound gay now, don't we?
And bicycle shirt.
What do you say about this? Do you want a car?
You want a car?
About the car, yeah.
You want girls? Do you want guys?
Hey, man, screw on stage. I thought you'd be back in the bus.
I'll go for that.
Oh, I want to be part of that. I want to see what's really going on.
Yeah. No. I got to call Mommy and tell her. Just make sure Mommy gives me the okay on that. Pound cake.
Man.
He rocks.
He does, man. He's got, he's got the perfect voice for Van Halen.
I'm looking at it as a sign from God.
Hello?
Ah, she's there. Sweetie.
I heard that, my darling.
Was that all right with you, please?
Including the girls?
What?
Including the girls?
You know what? Why don't you come join me?
No, I don't.
Come on.
I don't want my cup of tea. No, and then it would be not as much fun for Mike. You're his
No, Mike, would you? You would mind if Frida came, would you?
No, but I'm thinking I also have to pick up my girls on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock.
We take the train back.
Yeah, like a 6 o'clock train?
Yeah.
Just pour me to the train station?
Yeah.
Now, you guys just go ahead.
You sure you can come?
No. Oh, it sounds like a blast. But, no, I'll pass.
All right.
Goodbye.
Love you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Fantastic.
Okay.
It'll be a good time.
Cool.
You got to get me to that train station early on Sunday morning.
No problem.
It's got to be all night.
No problem.
Got to find out if there's a 5 a.m. train or something like that.
There's got to be.
Just pour me to the train. I'll sleep on the train.
There's got to be. Sure. Or, Robbie, what time is that train you're taking back?
I'm taking, I think, a 12:30.
You're taking like a 12. Well, of course, but by then.
12:30 on Sunday?
Yeah. Saturday night, 12:30.
Oh, is that? No.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Who are you talking to?
Come on now.
All right, brass room.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Don't they leave early on Sunday morning? They have early trains, right?
Sure, I think
sure
so.
They do.
Yeah. Absolutely. Maybe Sammy will pay for a car.
All right, well, listen, Saturday night.
He's got enough money.
Yeah. Wow, it's going to be an all-Philly weekend for
us. Yes, it is.
It'll be Friday night.
At the Waiter Center.
Friday night doing the show at the listener's house.
Right.
And then Saturday, going to see Sammy Hagar.
It'll be insane.
Very nice.
Cool. Insane.
Up on stage. Mm-hmm. We got to get up on stage with him, too.
Oh, absolutely. And I am seriously going to go Hawaiian shirt shopping.
Join the club.
He wears them all the time, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. And you know what? I want to predict something else.
What's that?
You're going to get the stinky pinky. I think so.
Woo!
That's going to be my goal.
Good.
To make that happen for you this weekend.
Hope the scar clears up on my head.
My gift. My gift to you.
I'll keep drinking my Slim Fast shake. Hey, I didn't mean anything by it.
Now listen, this cannot be true. Gladys Kravitz is on the telephone, threatening that she will never call again.
Wow.
Really? Gladys.
Hello.
You know, you're calling on No Help Monday.
I know, but I've been trying to, I didn't even get to call in July. I was under the impression that you saw my name on the screen and you didn't want to take my phone call.
Well, what's this about you threatening?
Oh, I'm not threatening. I just thought that might get your attention. But it's true. I mean, if you guys don't...
Oh, because you're so scary and important.
Oh, come on, Gladys.
What? If you guys don't want me to call anymore, that's fine.
What is this?
Let's
what is this?
Forever.
What is this angle that you're doing?
No.
Here's Rob Spiewak.
Don't play
into
it.
No, you asked Joe.
Here's
I
my suggestion.
About
all right, Rob, go ahead.
On this No Help Monday.
Right.
Let's put her on quadruple, double, reverse smokescreen probation and say, see you at Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
Don't do it Christmas time, Gladys.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
We'd love to have you call again at Christmas.
And, of course, drop us cards and letters.
Oh, I do. Mike, are you okay?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I heard.
What the hell does that mean?
I feel that could mean a lot of things. But your head, are you okay?
Oh yeah, yeah, all right.
Head injury.
I'm fine.
You better always wear your seatbelt. I'm up.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Hey, listen to that. We're gonna be hearing that music next time you call.
You know what I wanted to do? I would love to cut a new Christmas record with Dennis.
Great, whatever.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, you got the whole fall to think about it.
Hey, it's almost here.
It is almost here.
All right,
well,
we will talk to you.
So very good to hear your voice again.
Talk to you in December.
Well, I'm listening. All my friends are Radio God Forum.
Well, listen, we're dreaming of a dry Christmas. And we'll see you then.
All right, goodbye. And listen, don't ever threaten through the screeners again this thing about you'll never call again.
Well, no, it wasn't a try. No, I meant to say, if you don't want me to call, then that's fine. I won't.
Okay. Don't call.
Well, I want to call. I like you guys.
Well, then don't play that threatening game.
Okay. Well,
don't play that threatening game.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't. Gladys?
Okay, I won't.
All right.
But what if I really don't want her to call anymore?
Well, I know you don't want me to call, Don.
Make no difference.
My
she'll call anyway. She'll call
I know
anyway.
It.
We just had that discussion.
I just don't like her threatening. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Well.
Gladys?
Yeah.
Don't call anymore.
Why not?
Because.
I like you guys. You know, you talked a couple months ago of how you thought you guys were not handsome and that you had ugly feet, and you guys are handsome guys.
Oh, thank you.
All of you. I've met you, and so I can tell all the women in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are really
I love
coming
Gladys.
From a good-looking woman.
I do.
I love Gladys.
I do.
I really do. I have a love-hate relationship with her. I love her now. I love her when she gives me compliments. I'm always
I
love you, Anne.
Handsome man.
What's
don't
that?
Don't cover up your feet, Don.
You know, thanks for calling, Anne.
Yes.
All right.
Will you call us at Christmas,
then? I'll call you at Christmas. I'll sing you a Christmas song.
Man, oh,
all right.
Work one up, Anne.
And, you know, I might even sing Marilyn Monroe to you again, too. Mike.
Oh, man, I would love that, Anne.
Happy birthday, huh?
Can you give us a little bit of it right now, Anne?
No, I have a headache today, so I don't feel like singing.
So I guess we can look forward to your next call at Christmas time, right, Anne?
Yes, I'll sing. I'll come up with a new rendition.
Oh, that's great, Anne.
All right, Gladys, and you know I'm only kidding. I really do like you, Anne.
You do not.
We all do on the show.
We do like you in some weird way, Ash. We do
I think
like
we actually all have a soft spot for you.
Oh, I think
Rob Figgy is that.
I believe that.
I don't like you.
Rob doesn't like you, Ash.
Rob does too. When's the baby coming, Rob?
Listen, don't you worry your pretty little head about that. Just know that God has a place for you in his grand plan.
He does.
Just might not involve this show.
Well, all right, it does involve the show. So
best regards, Ass.
Yes.
Well, so you'll call us at Christmas time, Ass?
Yes.
What do you think, Ass?
But if you ever want me to call before, you
can. We'll let you know. Please. Just tune your radio, Ass.
And sometimes you can do those sneaky calls, Ass. All right.
You know, I can't do that hardly much anymore.
That's okay, Ass.
Do you want me to admit all the sneaky calls I've made?
No. We don't want to know those details, Ass.
Keep it a secret, Ass. All right, listen.
I've gotten you guys
Alice,
a couple times.
Alice Gladys.
Or Gladys.
Whatever. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye, Ass.
Bye-bye. Love you all.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Miss you, Gladys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Gladys.
Bye.
Time to hang up now.
Bye.
Keep in touch.
Ass.
Hey.
Oh, she's still
just
there.
Caught
now
on.
Now hang up or it'll be later than Christmas.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ass.
Hey.
Very nice.
Ass. Oh, it's been like 50 times during the phone call.
Right.
And that's where she picks up on it.
Sure. That was the only way she would have. Oh, okay. That's right. Ass.
Down the mic. Hello.
Yo, Don.
Hi.
Hey, it's Dan from Jersey.
Hi, Dave.
Dan.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Hey.
Yes, Alex.
I hear you guys are going to see David Lee and Sammy Hagar.
You got that right, Dave.
Yes, Gladys.
You know, I think you guys should take me with you.
Why is that, Dave?
Dan. It's Dan.
What, Alice?
I'm Dan.
Okay, so you want to go to the show, Dave?
I'm a great time, and I want to party with you guys.
You know, normally we would, but it's No Help Monday. Yeah. Sorry about that, Lisa.
Call back tomorrow, okay, Dave?
Dan.
Bye. Bye, Bob.
Bye, Mom.
I'm out of mic. Hello.
Some people just don't get it, huh?
This is true.
That's right.
I realize it's No Help Monday, but can I help Mike?
What do you want me to do?
No, I'm helping you, Mike.
All right, what?
7 o'clock Amtrak out of Philadelphia.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you.
Well, wow. I'm here to please.
All right, that's great.
All right, my friend.
See you guys.
See you later. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, Saturday night, party night.
Absolutely, I will make the call. And, she's got a point that I've been hedging on my pickup times a little bit, you know. So, you know, that's my world now, Don. So I'm going to do that. So we got it locked in.
Party time.
Fantastic.
Great.
You think it'll all come true?
No. Not a chance.
No way.
I'll probably go home.
No, you're not doing that to me. Not after
no,
I make
won't.
All the plans.
You know what?
We dial in
really,
the plans.
If you make the plans,
that's done. I can do that. That's a
and if 10%. Lisa finds out from Sammy Hagar's people that he's drop dead cancer serious,
right?
We're there.
Great.
We're there.
Great. Fantastic.
And she says, I spoke to him, and then he is.
This one.
Call his manager first.
You know how it's. We have. Buku experience with. This
I don't want this to
stuff.
Be like Cher all over
oh,
again.
No, we
this
don't need
is
that.
Really.
I mean, it's got to. We got to play this the right way.
No, we got
to. We're too old to deal with this BS where we go get dicked around at a concert, and you and I won't tolerate it, and we will be very angry.
We will. We will.
We want. Will. I mean, I want to. Frankly, I want to sit back in the bus. That's what I want to do. I don't want to be in some holding room with a bunch of smelly DJs.
Nor do I.
You understand? I think we deserve it. I think we have a nice rapport with Mr. Hagar.
Why don't you handle that?
You know I will.
You're the point man.
I will handle the home
tax.
And then I will, you know, I think you and I would be more than content. You know, backstage, just sit there, you know. We'll sit in that little bleacher area. But more importantly, I want to be backstage. See what kind of feathers Dave's
Lisa sent me an instant message, as you would call it, instant mail. He said we would be his personal guests.
Wow.
All right, get that from his manager.
Very good.
Not that I don't trust Sammy.
Right.
Get that from his manager.
Yeah, and the iron is hot right now.
Yeah.
This has to be done. Right. Lisa, fly like you've never flown before.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Oops, hold on, kids.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right,
we're going to
say to Sammy Hagar.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Pardon them for being human. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, do you imagine It's going to be an all-Philly weekend for us.
Very exciting. I'm hoping I can work it out.
Have you not been able to get in touch with the plaintiff yet?
No. No. That'll help.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it should be a problem. What do I know?
I don't know.
Certain things are out of my control.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're going to be in Philly Friday night, that's for sure. And we're doing the show, a Las Vegas-style show from somebody's house. And as a matter of fact, even if you don't, if you can't make it, I know that Charles Broyles coming.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So, man, do I love partying with him.
I'm not going to let you down. Don't worry.
So please show up, Mike.
I will.
That's my veiled way of saying.
I know.
Charlie's coming to the show.
You and I have always been identical as far as concerts go. Like, we'll go to this thing, and we will stay.
And we'll know
we're having a great time.
We will know the exact time to depart.
Yeah, and it could be, you know, you never know. It could be. We've been known to, if things are not what they seem, to depart 15 minutes after we get there.
And if we have to, come back.
Yeah.
Like it with ZZ Top.
Absolutely. But you know, of course, the goal would be, you know, woo!
I know.
Yeah.
All night.
All night.
All night. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, rock and roll. I love it. Let's get to the Las Vegas-style show in your home this Friday night.
Hey, fellas, let's sing a song.
Okay.
Okay, Mo. Ready? One, two, three.
We're coming to your house.
Your house.
We are.
Coming to your house.
Friday night.
To have a good time.
Woo-hoo. Las Vegas-style show. That's right.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We know you can count. So mommy won't like us.
No, he's not.
Mommy won't like us.
Mommy won't like us.
Neither will dad.
Oh, watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
We're coming to your house. Break up the joint.
Now, here are some of the entries we received in the last couple of days.
Oh, good.
Here's a follow-up to entry number five.
I like the follow-ups.
The guy who wrote about having the Las Vegas-style show at the Oak Tree Pub.
Right.
Dear Donna Mike, I just talked to two friends that are strippers for a well-known club in Philly. They're going to bartend and give Mike some real good ass play.
Oh, God.
Says it by name.
Yeah,
give
ass
Mike
play.
Some real good ass play.
Ass play.
Ass play. Ass. Oh, and then it says, and I know when you pick my house, the whole club will want to come. As you see in real big letters, this ass play will be had by all.
Ass play.
Plus, I'll have plenty of fresh smelling herb for buzz.
Oh, that's very nice. Very hospitable. It's good. I love herbs.
If you have to, I will even throw in my great-grandfather's Nazi armband for Rob to wear and possibly keep.
Look at him. Look, he's gaming.
I am ordering the kegs now. That is from Brian, who wants us to go to his place, the Oak Tree Pub.
Good follow-up, strong letter.
Which is in Washington Township, New Jersey. Here's another letter. Dear Donna Mike, my name is Tom. I live in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. I'm a loyal listener of the great 94 WYSP. Bensalem is the town that borders northeast Philly. It is still Philly. I'd be honored and humbled if you would do the show at my home. The following is my top 10 reasons why the home is perfect. Please excuse my top 10 list cliche.
No problem. That's good if you're aware of that.
Number 10. Apparently, these are not funny. Number 10, large suburban home fenced in properly at the end of a spacious cul-de-sac.
Good.
9, central air. 8,
important.
At least 3 lactating moms in the neighborhood. That's for me. Thank you.
Good.
7, very large deck on the back of the house. 6, house backs up to the woods. 5, my wife has a lot of cute friends who I'm sure will want to meet. A national treasure.
Stop. Get uncomfortable with this.
Everybody's pimping for you.
Yeah.
4, additional side deck for grilling. 3, 2 refrigerators. 2, face it, who wants to do a remote from an asshole? 1, my wife is looking forward to having you both as guests in our home. I know what you would ask. She looks like a younger, more buxom Meg Ryan.
Ah, very nice.
Donna Mike, in summary, when you come to my home with your fine radio program, you'll have all the conveniences you could possibly need in a pleasant setting.
Running water.
And you'll be treated as you deserve to be treated, like S. No, really, we'll have a great time. I look forward to your call. And that is Tom from Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
That is a good letter. Yeah. Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, Tom.
Here you go. Dear Donna Mike, hey, this is John. I got a good pad to run SHI from. Choose me. Trust me. John.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. Okay, John.
Dear Donna Mike, why you should come to my house in Philadelphia, Patrick's College House.
Patrick's College House. That's like a bar.
A website.
I'm within walking distance.
A website, even better.
I'm within walking distance of the 30th Street Station. It's a crappy house, so it doesn't matter if beer falls on the floor. Real crappy backyard, so neighbors do not care if the ladies want to get naked in the warm Philly night air. We're professionals. We know how to drink, but be respectful and have a good time. We don't do well with the ladies, so it would be good charity work for a bunch of guys who just can't get laid. I've been a Dynamite listener since WAVA, and I brought the love from Rockville and spread it to all my college roommates in Philadelphia. I could try and jazz up how great my place is, but it's really not so spectacular. Although we do have a bar and a beermeister. Did I mention I love hot chicks? It's from Patrick. And then we got time for one more. Dear Donna Mike, I'm writing to you on hope that you'll be visiting my home on Friday. I'm writing on behalf of my husband. He's a police officer in the suburbs of Philadelphia and no longer gets to listen to you guys in the afternoon. He's recently been promoted to sergeant of the midnight shift from detective on the day shift.
The night shift.
While on the night shift, he would listen to you guys after Howard. He's now asleep by the time you guys come on and is trying to adapt to his new life as a night shifter, missing out on your show. Police work is very stressful, and every little bit of humor distraction is a blessing. He volunteered to coach on my son's football team as an assistant. He was notified yesterday he will be the head offensive line coach. Think about coaching 20 11-year-olds who know nothing about football. My husband loves football, but he knows nothing about calling plays. I looked at his playbook myself, and there are 26 plays to memorize.
Fascinating.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know what this has to do with the...
Yeah. Well, it's not a very good letter for No Help Monday.
No help.
I believe you guys could give my husband a few hours of sanity if you visited with him on Friday. Thanks so much for at least reading my letter, Lisa.
You know, the
we got a couple we can disqualify there.
I believe for the first time we got a couple of letters that are not strong.
Yeah. Fellas, let's sing a song.
But
okay.
Compared to the overall letters, you know, the ones that we got the first day.
We got more. That's all we have time to read right now.
We're coming to your house.
I think we're going to lose that one.
Yeah, we have to also lose the one with the desperate guys for women.
I must say, though, I'm fascinated by Donna Mike. This is John.
John.
Philly.
Might have to talk to John.
Mommy won't like us.
Choose me. I got the goods. Trust me. John.
John.
That's all right.
And we got to keep the guy with the bar.
Yeah.
On the hook.
The guy who had the top 10 list. Not bad. Remember the guy who had like a...
Well, I know why you like that.
Why?
The lactating women.
Oh, that's right.
Otherwise, that's not a strong letter.
Number 8.
You know me so well.
Two refrigerators.
Young lactating women. A wife who looks like a more buxom Meg Ryan.
Deck for grilling.
Right. That's like a porno for me. Really. All right. Well, keep the faxes coming.
Very good.
Let me see. Phone number, fax number, 800-636-6410. And we'll read more tomorrow and pick the winner either tomorrow or on Wednesday's show.
Wonderful.
Oh, all right. Now, this is not too stalkerish. Okay? The guy who did a good deed and found my son's wallet.
Yes.
Yes.
And called the radio station.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's on the phone now.
He wants his thanks.
This is the thank you.
Hello?
You got the wallet.
Carl?
Hey.
Hey.
His props.
Hey, listen, you got a really nice kid there. The politest, one of the politest kids I've ever met.
Well, that's nice.
Carl, it was very very nice and very honest of you to find the wallet. And
well, I can't take all the credit. My next-door neighbor actually found the wallet, and he showed it to me. And when I saw the name, Bart Source, he had no clue. And I knew your name was Mike Source.
Right.
So I put two and two together and went on the...
So, well, that's using your noodle.
Yeah. Sorry about that. And went on the 106.7 line. And Lisa you know, it rang about 20 times, and Lisa had a, happened to pick up the line.
So. Yeah, very lucky. It was very lucky happenstance. And, Carl, thank you.
No, no problem.
And on behalf of my son, I say thank you.
Hey, well, you know, I've got so much pleasure for your show. It's just a payback.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, that's nice. That's I'm just really glad that you didn't touch him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the worry that we had.
Carl?
I know.
Carl, this is Mike.
Yes.
You don't have a crawl space at your house, do you?
No.
Right.
When we let him go on Saturday to go pick his wallet up, but he left the house. Frida said, "Do you think we just made a terrible mistake?" And I said, "No, why?" She said, "We just sent our son over
to the rectory
to a stranger. Yeah, to a stranger's house."
Where's that screaming sound effect? You know, say. I brought your son and his wallet back.
Well, you got a great kid there, and we're glad we could do it for you.
All right, you're very nice. Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
I would give you a prize, but it's No Help Monday.
Well, you know, hey, my prize is listening to your show, so thanks
again.
Thanks.
Very nice.
Mike, I'm sorry. Don't make that face.
He's so nice.
Call tomorrow.
Carl, call back tomorrow, and you'll get a prize.
Call tomorrow on maybe We'll Help Tuesday.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow.
All right,
very good.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
See you, Carl. Bye-bye.
He was just very cool.
You are.
I know he's not retarded.
I believe he was retarded.
No. I believe he was sincere, but it's just like,
Carded.
I brought your son and his wallet back. Hello there, Frida.
I saw the name.
All right, time out.
I knew your name.
Hey, listen to this, everybody.
Yeah? Yeah,
forget the heat. I'm going to read it as written.
Okay.
Good. Forget the heat and the unhealthy hair.
Hair.
The good times. What did I say?
Hair.
I'll take it from the top.
Thank you.
Forget the heat and the unhealthy. Let me take this again.
Take three.
I understand what's going. Unhealthy hair.
Forget the heat and the unhealthy air.
Right.
No, Rob, only you.
It's poorly written copy is exactly what it is.
Purposely poorly written.
No, I disagree. You slipped up, my friend.
Forget the heat
and the unhealthy air.
The good times are going to be at the Prince William County Fair.
You wrote a poem?
It rhymes.
Yes. Rob and Lisa will be driving in the Demolition Derby tonight.
Very good.
Sponsored by your local police. And, Buzz, I'm going to give you advance warning.
Yes.
There are policemen in the building.
Uh-oh.
In case you want to go to the bathroom.
Ixnay on the ash day.
If you got what I'm saying, if you want to.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, ush play, umthing say.
Uh-huh. For all of sway, all of it, eh?
We will be right back, then.
Hospital, eh?
Is the Don and Mike Show.
My partner and I, we're going to put you where your kind always ends up. In a 7x7-foot gray-green metal cage on the 15th floor of some 100-year-old penitentiary with damp, stinking walls and a wooden plank for a bed. Sure, this city isn't perfect. We need a smut-free life for all of our citizens. Cleaner streets, better schools, a good hockey team. But the big difference between you and me, mister, is you made the promise, and I'm going to keep it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Providing a daily 4-hour radio stink face. The Don and Mike Show.
Bring the cop in. Let's cop this place up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to pay you a compliment. I really enjoy your show. I moved out to the west from the south about 2 years ago and discovered your show, and I'm about your age. And
where would you be living right now? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Reno.
Oh, Reno.
Ah, we love Reno. Lake Tahoe, love that there.
Oh, yeah, actually, I live at Lake Tahoe. It's a blast. You guys ever get out here, I'd love to take you to play golf up here.
Oh, man, it's gorgeous.
We were there. We had a good experience and a bad experience in Reno.
Yeah. One good one, one bad one.
All right, thank you for the call, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Where's the copper?
He's on his way. Reno's a good place to watch Charlie Broyhill's head turn the TV on and off.
That was great.
Not a mic. Hello.
Hello. Oh,
hey, hold on a second there. How nervous is Joe right now?
Joe right now is shaking in his boots, and we got a motorcycle cop. He's my favorite kind of cop.
Here's a switch. Joe escorting an officer for a change.
Joe, aren't you very worried that a...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Cop was here.
The story you're about to see is true.
Very cool.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Isn't that a cool helmet?
Yeah, the coolest.
You know, all these years, and I'm still fascinated by the policeman.
And hi, sir, you are...
I'm Joe Furman.
Joe, and what is your rank?
Officer.
officer.
Motorcycle division?
Motorcycle division.
Cool.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
And I understand that it's tonight at the Prince William County Fair. It's not tonight?
Thursday night.
I thought they were doing it tonight.
My card says tonight.
Same afternoon.
Hey, Rob, Lisa, get in here, please.
My card says tonight. It can't be Thursday night. We're going to Philly on Thursday night.
The demolition, they're not having a demolition derby tonight?
I don't know if they're having one with other divisions, but
Really?
My particular division is going to be Thursday night.
What's going on?
Lisa, you guys are going to be there tonight, right?
Tonight.
Are you going to be driving a car tonight?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
Are you pulling a Jason Priestley? Are you pulling a Jason Priestley tonight? Will you guys be driving?
I was under that understanding. I mean, I had that understanding.
Well, I was told, too.
They think they're driving tonight.
Officer, are they lying?
Is there a demolition derby tonight at the fair?
I don't know about tonight.
It's a well-oiled
machine.
If I'm
not driving in the demolition derby, then...
Perfect. Perfect preparation. Absolutely. We are the oiled machine.
All right, so we have a cop here. A motorcycle cop.
Who am I arresting?
Yeah, really. I think, you know what? I don't think you leave here. I don't think you leave here without putting the cuffs on somebody, and it ain't going to be me.
Or me.
Nor me.
Lisa's gladly offering up her wrists.
What insight can either one of you offer as to what the hell Rob and Lisa are going to be doing out at the fairgrounds?
I really seriously thought that we would be driving in the demolition derby.
I was told.
Tonight.
Is there a demolition derby to benefit Special Olympics tonight, officer?
Thursday.
The officer says it's Thursday, and he is under oath.
And I don't argue with cops.
I don't either.
I think that
there's
more than one demolition derby or so.
That might be possible.
That's what I think. How about that?
Now the
we're
going
to continue this case.
Hello? Hello?
You know, and I like the way our officer friend is just being cool. I like it. He's just letting it happen. That's the way to play it on this show.
Could you get on your police radio and find out if there's a demolition derby?
Oh, that would be
tonight
cool.
As well.
We're funny. He just checked his little pager there.
Could you find out?
We'll find out right now.
Could you do it right now?
It'd be really cool.
Could you talk into your radio? Could you make your radio say something cool? You know that little thing that's attached to your
One out of twelve. Cedar, man. It wasn't always Sita. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I don't know Sita what it was. Woman. It was one out of 12. See the man. Hold on. I got it here.
One out of 12. See the man. See. I mean, you remember what they used to say? And I always wonder what they were saying.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Maybe I got it here. Give me a second.
All right.
One out of 12. A 415 man with a gun. One out of 12.
Now, that's fake one.
That's not the real one.
Item 43. One out of 12. 415 fight group.
What would be the code for a suspicious suspect?
One out of 12, man.
Lisa's coming back in, perhaps, with new information.
I'm driving in a demolition derby tonight.
Tonight? The police
officer's one is different from the one that's going on tonight, but still at the Prince William County Fair.
Oh, all right. All right, so
then why is the
officer here?
To promote
Thursday
ask
night.
For support from people for the Special Olympics and to tell you where you can go and don't... You know.
What are you driving in one for tonight, then?
Who are you benefiting tonight?
What is yours for?
I'm benefiting the men who get to look at me.
Hold on.
Tonight's demolition derby is to benefit Lisa and my pocketbook. That's why we're there.
How about if she wins, she gives the money to Special Olympics?
That's a good idea, Lisa.
Hey, man.
No, that'll go towards my fall wardrobe.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait, I am confused.
I am totally weird.
I'm really
promoting
confused.
A charity event, and you guys are getting paid. There's a little hinkiness going
on
here.
Prince William County Fair is this week.
Yeah.
They have demolition derbies. Thursday's demolition derby is for the police officers to benefit Special Olympics. We're going tonight.
You're right. Right? You're looking at me. No, it doesn't wash, does it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
It don't make sense to me.
I like Rob. I don't know.
Here's how it was explained to me. You know the motorcycle cop who's a friend of mine?
He's John Harris.
John Harris.
Right.
The big guy. John's not on duty today, right?
Supposed to be here today.
Is this him?
No, Tammy can help clarify.
Tammy.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
I wanted to clarify. I think you guys are a little confused.
Yeah.
Rob and Lisa have an appearance this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Prince William County Fair. The Prince William County Fair is an advertiser. They are a client of ours. This event is separate from what the officer is in to talk about.
Ah.
So they are definitely in the demolition derby race this evening for the fair.
Thank you.
And tried to hide their appearance behind a charity function.
Behind a policeman.
Again.
Tried to hide.
I am
your horrid
shock
behavior.
I am both of your behavior.
Behind the police.
Here is the officer representing a fine charity, which you two have not donated your time for, and here we are promoting it like you're tied into that. It's this.
They came to us a couple weeks ago and asked if we could help them out in promoting.
You know, there's a big thing we signed. We just signed it all last week.
Wait,
remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that thing, Buzz?
Yeah,
that we signed?
The disclaimer.
All I know is that, Lisa, I don't care about your appearance and Rob's appearance. Officer, tell me about the thing that the cop we know asked us to promote, which is what we said we would promote on the air.
Exactly.
And that is right. Oh, look at this.
Yeah, it's in the paper.
On the front page of the Washington Times, police challenge to help Special Olympics. There you are. There you are. Look at that. On the front page of the goddamn Washington Times.
Fantastic. Nice picture.
It's the Prince William County Cruiser and a Fairfax County made up to look like a cruiser. It's a donated car from Henry's.
And now, are you going to be driving in the Special Olympics?
I'll be driving in the Derby there.
I meant the Derby. I didn't mean the Special Olympics. I didn't mean that.
I have been known to be called an Olympian before, but
really?
Special Olympian that is.
What time does your Demolition Derby start on Thursday night?
I believe that the Derbies themselves start around 7. Our particular heat has not been announced yet which exact times. We 7:30 around there.
So you come out to the fair, you pay your admission for the fair, and that'll get you into the Demolition Derby?
Right.
Or
my understanding that the fair is probably open around 12, I think.
All right.
And it's something like $12 to get into the fair itself.
Oh, so you get in there, and the Derby's part of it. So
right.
It'll be, and that's fantastic.
And we do support our local police, and we urge everyone to show up at the Prince William County Fair Thursday night, when your men in blue and gray will be out there driving the Demolition Derby car.
That'll be lots of fun. Will you guys have uniforms on? Will you be identified? Because, I mean, say there was somebody out there that may have gotten a few speeding tickets that wanted to see a police officer in a Demolition Derby. Mm-hmm. They could have. You're going to have the car's all decorated,
right? Oh, yeah, show them the paper.
Yeah, because I thought I saw that. It looked like a squad car, actually.
Yeah, right. They got the car made up to look like a police car.
Now, when you guys get rammed out there, do people got to go, hey!
Oh, yeah. They go crazy. The first year the Prince William guy did it, Ben Fravel and one of his partners, they were aiming for him. They were gunning for him the whole time, and they loved it. The crowd went crazy.
And you're going to be driving. Now, the key when you're doing a Demolition Derby is to rear-end the other car, right? You avoid the engine block damage that can shut you down real quick.
Right.
Have you done it before?
Never.
Never
even see one.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But if you notice on that car, there's a bunch of different company names on them. I don't know if you can kind of see some of them in the background. That's what we're doing. We're doing like NASCAR. We're getting advertising.
Sponsors.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I got you.
So their donations go to Special Olympics.
Well, that's beautiful. Great. We're glad to promote this. I bet you are just a real ball buster if you pull somebody over, right? If you pulled over one of us, you know, let's say that, you know.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
What is that? What is that? Do not pass?
Do not pass, go.
Okay.
There you go.
Officer, get out of here. We will continue to promote this Thursday night at the Prince William County Fair.
Yeah. Very good.
The police demolition
we
derby.
We apologize.
And we need more
confusion.
Sponsors.
We need more sponsors. And what, you got a phone number?
We got two roofs that need to be sponsored. Each one's $1,000. We've got plenty of small spaces on the car, $100 or more. 703-280-0718, extension 235.
Very good. If you want to make a donation, you got a business out there you want to promote, put it on top of the cop car in the Demolition Derby.
Beautiful.
Idea.
Thank you, officer.
Thank you.
Get out of here,
Thank
please.
You very much. Give a nice round of applause. Here. And our apologies for the confusion. We didn't have anything to do with that.
Not too freaking awkward. The number is 703-280-0718. Extension 235. Right?
Did we get it right?
Yeah, I got it right.
He's checking.
Thank you, officer.
Checking his record.
You lock us up in a minute.
Bye-bye. Get out of here.
Stop. One of those motorcycle guys.
Somebody get the police officer out of here, please.
Take his paper. There he goes.
Want his newspaper back.
They added John for me.
Bye-bye.
Very good. And you.
You
should be ashamed of yourself.
You, for God's
Don't
sake.
Don't you dare. Because all I knew is that I was getting paid to go out there.
I knew nothing. All I knew is what you knew.
There you go.
I'm all for everything.
Come out and see Rob and Lisa at their charity gig tonight.
I never said that. I never did.
Listen, here's how it came down
What's
the pipe.
My favorite charity
Hold on.
Always.
Here's how it came down the pipe my way. The cop who's a friend of ours, Big John.
Yeah, Big John is a great guy.
He came by the station. You talked with him. I talked with him after the show.
Right.
Said that he wanted to promote this Demolition Derby. We said, we'd be glad to.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We'd love to have you on the show.
Right.
Then I hear, oh, Rob and Lisa are going to be there tonight, and the cop is coming in to promote this.
Right. That's it. Right.
Well,
sounds like the same way I heard it.
In actuality, all this was is a commercial for Rob and Lisa, who were doing an appearance tonight.
Shameless.
Who were shameless.
I had no idea.
Oh, be quiet, Mr. Peanut.
I had no idea.
Okay. Whatever.
I have enough steak and lobster in my diet.
Gonna buzz.
I knew that.
You know, I don't know. I just, sometimes I don't know. We try to do good.
We do. Yeah. We do. There's nothing we did wrong there.
You're all Big John knows that you and I had nothing to do with that.
No, I mean, the whole thing we're promoting, it's the big thing on, you know, is what it is. You got a similar event that's going on.
Thursday night.
For cash.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Surrounded by whores.
You're pretty whores. 156. Headline news.
And I'm no better. I'm doing the bar mitzvah for that bracelet for my wife.
Hey, we all do the best job we can.
Buzz?
Yeah.
What is your lead story today? This shocking expose that we've just heard?
No, that's been covered. Today, the government finds those missing computers.
Oh, those computers.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. What did Lisa just write me? I wasn't trying to promote my appearance, just the Special Olympics. I ain't no whore. Well, then how did your name get on this card? Whore.
Oh.
Wow.
Rob wrote it.
Yeah. Rob wrote it? What does the card say? Read the card again.
The card again.
Yeah. I think we'll finally figure
enter
it out.
This into the record.
Forget the heat and the unhealthy air.
Right.
The good times are going to be at the Prince William County Fair.
Nice.
Demolition Derby hosted by Rob and Lisa tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Super. 6 to 8 p.m.
I had no idea there was a charity event. I was.
All right, now here's the deal. Then who came in and told you that the cop was here to promote the demolition derby?
Lisa did.
I called Don and said, remember the cop that you saw in the lobby and said that we'd help him out for that Special Olympics thing? Well, the demolition derby is coming up. You know, can he come in? You know, Rob and I are going
to
be there.
At any time, Ms. Herndon, since we're doing the Inquisition right now, at any time was the statement made to Mr. Geronimo, this is nothing. This has nothing to do with our appearance. This is a separate event.
No, because it is the same event. It's the Prince William County Fair.
No, it's not. The police came in to promote their event, which is charity-based.
May I
right,
remind
at
you,
the
you're
Prince
under
William County Fair.
But you guys are being—I got no problem with you guys going out and making some cake on.
You there. Both understand the distinction, right?
I do, yeah. I had no idea there was a charity event.
Do you, Ms. Herndon? Do you understand the distinction?
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, then that's all.
I don't understand what the problem is.
I thought the cops were coming in and that you were driving the cars.
Everything that I had heard made it sound like Rob and Lisa were going to be driving in a charity demolition derby.
And that's why the cop was coming in to promote that.
And right? Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
Right.
The word charity I'd never heard once.
No, the charity thing is separate from, that's separate from our thing.
You got a nice little half-hour commercial for your appearance tonight.
Good.
Very good.
Hooray.
See you all out there, friends.
Whore.
Well, that's going to be infighting like Hagar and Roth.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Up at the Don and Mike Show. It was very,
very unprofessional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They broadcast the wrong time, dear. Don, dear, and Mike, dear.
Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth. DC Friday night, Nissan Pavilion. Go to nissanpavilion.com. Philly, Saturday night in the Tweeter Center. Go to Sammy's website, Brother Tour Dates, www.redrocker.com. Well, we got a guy on the phone who thinks he's in Jack Diamond's band. We have no time for this today. Chris?
Yeah.
Are you really in Jack Diamond's band?
I was picked up by the Jim Steed band for the rest of the month of August, and that leads into playing with Jack Diamond
all right,
in September.
Hold on. We'll get your number. We'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
for an expose. Get a little insight into Jack. But now here's Buzz.
I done it, Mike. Well, the government's found those missing laptop computers that turned up missing from the U.S. Central Command in Tampa. Officials put more than 50 agents on the case after the computers vanished from the headquarters for our war on terrorism. One of the computers did contain classified information. One member of the military has confessed to taking the computers and is in custody, but no charges have been filed, and officials say the motive does not appear to have been espionage.
Well, let me tell you, on tomorrow's show, Moolah, who was the first ever real female wrestler in the WWF, now known as the WWE.
Man, I'm already horny.
And also, I think the guy on his back, out front, or on his stomach, or on his side, out front of the radio station, cutting the grass with a pair of scissors for 20 minutes for Aerosmith tickets.
Very good. And doctors in Kentucky say actor and race car enthusiast Jason Priestley is still in serious condition, but that he's improving.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
He'll be fitted for a back brace today after crashing his car into a wall at 180 miles an hour during a practice run yesterday. They say they don't think he'll be paralyzed.
No, he's not retarded.
But he'll also have surgery today on his feet, which have multiple broken bones, and he's being treated for facial injuries and a concussion.
No, he's not retarded.
San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge was on what officials call a super heightened state of alert this morning. The feds and state officials increased patrols on and around the bridge after word of a potential terrorist threat. Officials wouldn't talk details. One said the FBI was looking into the credibility of a threat that terrorists planned to crash a plane into the bridge. Officials say the bridge is now back to its usual post-9/11 state of alert.
Open, wide open.
And it's official.
Let's go.
Actor Nicolas Cage has married the former Mrs. Michael Jackson. Cage.
He is a real dummy. I mean, he's dumber than some guys I know.
No, he's not retarded.
Cage and Lisa Marie Presley exchanged vows at a ceremony in Hawaii over the weekend.
Hey, this is going to play in real well to our Elvis show on Thursday.
So you think Cage marries into the fortune?
Can't hurt.
Really?
She gets it all, ultimately.
Like really? He needs the money.
She's the only heir.
The third marriage for Lisa Marie. Her first was with musician Danny Keough.
I don't trust him, Jack.
It's Cage's second marriage. His first wife was Patricia Arquette.
Hey, he's also nuts for Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Buzz, hold on, please. Okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for more love. The Don and Mike Show.
Kelly, we've got the deadline tomorrow.
Yeah.
To enter the contest for Las Vegas Style Show in your home on Friday night. Send us back 800-636-6410. Also, thanks to AmazingEntertainment.com.
Yeah, right.
Can't tell you why, but thank you to them. Wednesday on the show, it's our NFL Fantasy Draft. I don't know if it's going to be listenable or not. Really, I don't know if it's going to be listenable, but I'm looking forward to it.
I'll cause some trouble.
Thursday, Elvis is still dead.
Bloody Marys for Wednesday's show?
You bet.
All right.
Friday, live from Philly, another Las Vegas-style show at someone's house Friday night.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, Mike and I on stage with Sammy Hagar at the Tweeter Center in Philly.
Fantastic. Sammy, we're looking forward to being your personal guest.
God damn it. Is it any wonder we're running so late today? Buzz.
Baseball Players Union's executive board is expected to set a strike date today at its meeting in Chicago. Strike later this month or early next month will be the game's ninth in 30 years. And finally, a police officer in El Paso, Texas nearly lost her job over her ID tag. Officer Christine Lynn O'Kane was using the shorter C. O'Kane on her identification tag and her emails. Quoting one of her sharper colleagues, when you put it together, it spells cocaine.
Ah!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You funny man.
No!
We gotta go.
No.
You
might
just make it. That's it. No, Rob, I am not promoting that. Goddamn thing you are doing tonight. Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Hotline.
Oh, that was rude.
Hang up. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I already have. Toodaloo.
App.